a choyla. Your wife, your son is sick, and it's a choyla sheish po sakona. The shachat imay biyom kippurim. A modly case came out that the goat, the kahanim came to your house erev yom kippur, and they bought the goat from you to use for the shnei series, the two goats, and they took the young goat. And they took it to the base of Midrash, and Yom Kippur they made out one goat is the Chatas Lashem, and the second goat, your goat, punk is going to be the Soil Lazozel. So the young goat you gave to the base of Midrash to be Lazozel. The mother of this goat you still have in your house. So now it comes Yom Kippur today, and your son got very sick. He's a Chodesh Shreis Poisakonim, and the doctor says the only way your son will get cured is if you give him some goat meat to eat. So what do? You have head to the Shech, the mother, you take the mother that you have in the house, and shecht it, and give the meat to your kid, and Yom Kippur, you're allowed to do it. But now that you shechted the mother, comes out, the son, though, they're not allowed to use today. Because there's an issue of Yespinoi. You're not allowed to shecht the same day your mother and the son. So now the son that you made for Lazozel can't be used Lazozel. So since it can't be used for Lazozel, you have to get a new carbon. So to get a new carbon, that's the case that if you take a new Lazozel, you should know it can't be a Mechusas man. Now let's see Rashi. Rav Romer, Mechusas man the Yitzra Kroll the Soyim Meshtaleach. They're going Shoyeloy Lemisha Moichun the Tzibur. This person that sold the goats to the Tzibur, Choyle Botech Beisoy. He has a very sick son in his house. The kid is very sick. Shemuta Lechal all of Yom Kippurim. Veshachat Asimo Shosoyer Shenasa Mechusas man. So on Yom Kippur in the morning, you shechted the goat you have in your house for your kid, and now the soy that they used to be for Lazozel becomes a mechusas man now. Meshumois of yes benoi liyach hashigul olav. Hey, you already made the girl, so we already know now that the son of the mother that you shechted that goat is the Lazozel. It comes out now this Lazozel is a mechusas man. You're not allowed to use it today. That's enough kaminim. If there wouldn't be a psul of a mechusas man on Lazozel, it would be kosher. Because lamaisa you don't have to shecht it. Because since you don't have to shecht it, it would be kosher. But if you're telling me now, Mechusa Zman is possible by a Soya Meshtaleach, that means the Soya Meshtaleach, this goat, could only be if it's a goat that you could make a Shchita on it today. That means it can't be a Mechusa Zman. It has to be a goat that's not a Mechusa Zman that could be used. Now this goat can't be used today. Since the mother was Shechta today, she's not allowed to use the son. So that's a Nafkemina. So that's what the Pot's telling us, Lashem, that in such a case you should know the Soya Meshtaleach you have is possible, and you have to get a new one. No, why is it called a mechusas man? What's wrong with this? The Torah, the Easter of Isav Yespinoi, the Torah says you're not allowed to shecht both the same day. You can't shecht the mother and then shecht its son the same day. But here the Baal Azazel, what are you doing to Azazel? You're not shechting it. All you're doing is throwing it over the cliff. So the Chur, it's not called the Shchitam. So why is the called the Mechusas Man? The Chur, you're allowed to do that today. So what do I care if the mother of this goat, you shechted in your house today because you had a sick kid home, you're allowed to shecht for him, but I call upon him, the kid now, the Soya Mashtaleach, it should be mutter to do the din of it. The din of it is not a Maisa Shchitam. The din of it is only to send it off the cliff. After the Gemara, Amri B'marov and Eretz Yisrael, they said over, Vaisas from Allah L'Moshe M'Sinai, that the Chiyosar L'Tzoik, Zui Shchitosai. The din of the soil azazel, that the mitzvah is to take it outside and throw it off a cliff, so that the way you kill it by throwing it off a cliff, that has a din shchita to it. Even though it's not really a maisa shchita, avad you're not allowed to eat it later, it's not matter the boss of achilom, but that's the halach l'mashim sinai that my rabbi they said over. That the Torah was machshiv on Yom Kippur, this maisa that you do to the soil mashaleach, it has a chshivus as if you're doing a maisa shchita to it. So Mela, if you shechted the mother of it today, you're not allowed to do this mice of lots of today. So Mela is called the Mechusas Man. So that's the Chiddush of this soil as often as possible. You have to get yourself another one. The Rashi says, Mi yosu l'alichu l'tzayk v'shemoysev yespenoi. After the Gemara, yes, that's the Chiddush. My brother said over that the chiyosu l'tzayk zui shchitosoi. That's a tremendous Chiddush. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Im shol shein meis, zeh shol olof. The Mishnah says, what's going to be the case that Mechilan Yom Kippur, you took the girl already, and you chose one goat is a chatas Lashem, and one goat is Lazozel. And then in the middle of Yom Kippur, one of them died. But two different cases. What's going to be, let's say the chatas Lashem dies. So the eighth is what you have to do, the Mishnah says is, you have to take another two pair of goats, and make another girl. So if the first one, the chattis died, so the second one, the one you choose now for chattis, that's the chattis we're going to use. The question is though, the second one, lazozo, now you have two lazozos. You have from the first pier, that lazozo is still alive, and you have now from the second one, the second lazozo. So the Mishnah says, one of them you use, and the second one, you let pasture until it becomes a balmum, and then you poider it. You sell it, and the money you give l'nedava. So the question is, what's called the second one? Is the second one called the second lazozel, or is the second one called the first one? Like, that's the question now. So Mar says, it goes both ways. And let's say the lazozel died, so you have to make another two, and you make a new lazozel, so that's the one you use. Now the second one, that's chattis l'ashem, now you have two chattis l'ashem. So the same shalom, the Mishnah says, one of them we use, and the second one you have to let pasture till it becomes a balmum. So the question is, what's called the second one that you let to pasture till it becomes a balmum and sell it? What's the machlokes? Omar Rav. Rav says, Sheni Shebezug Rishon, Yakriv. You should know the first one, that's the one you still use. Sheni Shebezug, Sheni Yeror. That's what the Mishnah says, the second one, you let pasture until it becomes a balmum, that means in the second pair. In other words, let's say in the first pair, the lazozel died. So you take a new pair now, so the one that becomes now lazozel, that's the one you use. Now you have another chattis, so it comes out you have two chattis now. So Rav says, the first chattis, that's the one we'll use, l'maisam. The second chattis now, that we're not going to use, now we have to let pasture until it becomes a balmum, and then you'll sell it and be part of it. That's Rav Shita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no. Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yiror. That the first one, that's the one we don't use. We let that one pasture until it becomes a balmum. Of a Sheni Shebezug Sheni. But the second pair, the newest one you use now, the second one of that, Yakrit. That's the one you use. So Kitzitz Machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, do you use the first one or do you use the second one? For the Gemara by Mikamiflugi, what's the Machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? So Gemara says, Rav Sova Rav holds Balei Chayim Einem Nidochim, that there's no din dichli. As we talked about before, here the case was first early in the morning in Kippur, you had your two goats, and one was a chattis and one was lazozel. Then let's say the lazozel died. So now that the time when the lazozel died, this chattis you can't use right now, because the chattis l'ashem can't be used unless it has a mate. It has to have lazozel. So at the time when lazozel died, it's called dichli. This korban now can't be used. Now later on, you're going to bring another two goats, and you make a new gerul. So true, you're going to have another lazozel. So now later, the morning one becomes royal again. But somehow you say dichli, that since there was a time that you couldn't use the chattis l'ashem, when it didn't have the mate, so even though later when you get the mate, that one can't be used anymore. So that's the svar why you have to use the second one. We'll soon see, that's Rav Yechanan's svar. But
you could use the first one.
So yeah, that's Rav's svar.
Why don't we only bring one carbon then? In the afternoon, why bring a pair? Bring one, and then this.
To make a new girl to choose, you always have to have a pair. In other words, let's say the lazozel died. So you have to make a new lazozel. So these tanoim hold, you can't stop take one goat to make lazozel. You have to have a girl, right? So you have to take two. So you left over an extra one. So Rav holds, you don't say Rav saw the balachayin in the nidochim. The fact that when the lazozel died, you couldn't use the carbon Hashem, could. Those few hours you couldn't use it. But later when you get a lazozel, it becomes usable again. Therefore, Rav says, stay to the first one.
What happens with the second one?
That's the Mishnah says, let it pasture in the field so it becomes a balmum, and then you'll sell it, and the money you bring in the dover.
So why, according to Rav, why don't you just make a...
So you need a girl to choose new two. So you have to be stuck with two.
We could make a girl have one blank and one...
Can't do that. No, you can't. The girl has to be two. And the girl has to be two. Yeah, Rabbi Yechon is Rabbi Yechon in Sobar, Balei Chayim Nidochim. No, Rabbi Yechon says Balei Chayim is Nidochim. So according to Rabbi Yechon, when the first Lazozel died, this Korban Hashem now becomes Dochel. You can't use it. So even though later we have to take another two pair and make a new Gerul, so Rabbi Yechon holds, according to Rabbi Yechon, is very good now. Because the first one, the Korban Hashem, you can't use anymore. It's Dich Dochel. So merely you have to have a new Gerul, a new pair, to get another two Kabonis. One is Chattis L'Hashem, and one is Lazozel. And those two you use. And the first Chattis L'Hashem, that you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and you sell it, and your money you bring in the Dover. So, Yechon and Sova Balachayim Nidochim. For the more of my time, what's this Machlokes Talmidim, do you say Balachayim become Nidochim or not? It is my time with the Rav. Why does Rav say Balachayim and not Nidochim? The Rav says, the Yalef from Mechus Azman. Rav learns out from Mechus Azman. When an animal is first born, the first 7 days you can't use it. And then when it becomes 8 days old, it's usable. So you see, even though there's a time that you can't use it, so what? Later, when it becomes usable, you use it later. So, even though right now the first 7 days you can't use the animal, when it becomes 8 days old, you're allowed to use the animal for carbon. So I'll tell you, Hochinami, the same thing here by a Baal Chai, that first you had the two goats. One was a chatas, one was a lazozel. Now the lazozel died. At this time when it died, you can't use the chatas Lashem. Later on, when you make a new girl and get a new lazozel, I'll tell you, that first chatas, now it becomes usable. So that's Rav Svara. Zochinami Leishino. Zemara says, me dummy. What? Right. That's the Tushtel. Even though at that time when the Lazozel died, it wasn't usable. But later, when you make a second girl, you have a new Lazozel, now it becomes usable. Just like a Mechusas man. Zemara says, no, me dummy. One is not like the other one. Hosom lo yeschavli klal. Why a mechusas man the first 7 days? The chlal is not roy for carbon. Like it never got a shem carbon yet. But once it gets 8 days old and it's roy for carbon, it always stays roy. My shenkin hochom, over here by this chatas lashem, nira. In the morning you had two goats. One was lazozo, one was chatas lashem. So that chatas had a din, it was nira, was roy to be a carbon. Venidcha. And now when the lazozo dies, now the first chatas lashem becomes not usable. So maybe since it's not usable, it remains not usable. What's Rav's raya from the chusas man? So Mar says, "I'll hang a time with the Rav." Rav has to have another place to learn it out from. The yalef mi bal mum oiver. He learns it out if an animal gets a bal mum that doesn't stay permanently, it will go away. Let's say the lip cracked and now it's split, but it can heal up again. So locker is calls the man it split. You can't use the animal, but later when it heals up, you're allowed to do it. Zechura bal mum oiver. Lav afagav deloy chozi, hashta, even though right now when it's split, when you have the mum there, you're not allowed to use the carbon, of the kihodi mechse, later when the animal heals up, shapadami, the animal becomes roy, you are allowed to use it for carbon. So Rav says, who adin by balchayim, like here, yadis chatas lashem in the morning, it was roy to be a carbon. Then when the lazozel dies, it becomes nitchi, you can't use it. But so what? Later when you get another lazozel, it becomes roy again, just like here, bal mum oiver. How do we know this chiddush gufa by a bal mum oiver? When the mum goes away, you're allowed to use the animal. Maybe there also we say dichui. Once at one time it's not usable, you can't use it anymore. So Mar says, no, there everybody holds. The pasuk says, ki mashchosam behem mumbam. That's the pasuk. When you have a mum, something wrong with the animal, it's called a ki mashchisam behem in it, and mumbam. So we dashin mum bom who the lo yirotza calls the man the mum is on the animal. That's when you can't use it. Ha'ovar mumon, but when the mum goes off the animal and heals up again, is yirotza. Then you're allowed to use it. So that's Rav's raya. Rav learns out from a mum oiver that you don't say dichoy b'balechayim. Rav Yechin says no. Yechin says miyat rachmana b'hem. The boss says ki mashchosam b'hem mum bom. But this chiddush was only said by Bamum. That even though there's a time when it's not usable, later becomes usable again. But only by Bamum you have that chiddush. But by other psulim like here, when the lazozel dies, that you can't use the chatas lashem, it remains dichul erlem. Yemid rachmon abhem, heim hu dichi ova mumim yirotze. Hakol dichuyin, any other time the animal becomes not usable, we say the svara, hoyev v'nitcha nitcha. Once it was one time not usable, it remains that way, you can't use it anymore. That's Rabbi Yechon in Svarim. The Rav says no. Hahu bohem. You know why the pasuk says an extra word bohem? It means binyonayhu, delay meratze. It's telling us a chiddush in a balmum. A balmum you can't use bi'enayhu when you have it by itself. In other words, let's say you made a carbon and you shechted it even. And later you found out this carbon is a balmum. So locher is the emurim, the pieces you're not allowed to burn. You're just not allowed to burn the pieces, close them on the by themselves. Hoaydei tarubais. But let's say the pieces, let's say you had a few carbonas there, and all, let's say, the fats got mixed up together. The yofin tarubois, then you're allowed to burn the fats of the balmum. The mirtzei, could it's not like, we learn like this. Eivorim temimim keivorim balimumim. What happened if they got mixed up together? The pieces are, let's say you had a few carbonellas, and you had all the meats chopped up, and now we came out one carbonella is a balmum, and all the meat pieces of meat are mixed up together. So Rav Lezer Weimer, in Korav HaRosh Alechem Him, if you're ready with Makriv one piece, let's say you have 10 heads there, and you're ready with Makriv one head, is Yakriv Kol HaRosh and Kulim. You're allowed to do all the rest of the heads. In other words, Mikra din, he dashens word behem is that there's only an Issa Baal Mum when you have it ben. When it's Betarubas, it's Mutter. So with the Rabbanim we say that if you already shechted one head, you're allowed to be told to say that one head that you already did, that was the Baal Mum, and the other nine you're allowed to do. Hu adin Kurog, if you have the legs, Shalechet mehem, Yakriv kol akroyim kulum. That's Rav Leza Shita. That if you already makti, you already burnt one leg out of these 10 legs, so you have a right to be told to say that mistama, the one leg that was burnt was the one of the Baal Mum, and therefore all the rest you're allowed to use. Havad is only a sfor in the Rabbanim, but in the Raisa though it's smutter, because Rav Leza dashens a posik of behem to teach us that it's only osur Baal Mum to burn it when it's ben. Mashenk, when it's betarubas, you're allowed to. Even if you already burnt all 9 pieces and you only have one left over, still you're not allowed to. But they don't hold for the word behem to say that petarubas is mutter. They hold no. Even a knife of tarubas, anytime you have a suffix, maybe this piece you need comes from a baal mum, there's not very not allowed to burn it. Is yotla beis asreifa? Take it to the beis asreifa. So the kids said that's what the Chum do with the word bum. For the more of Iduch, what does the other man Yama do with this? Nafkale mi bum, bohem. It says 2 words, bohem and bum. So he knows that one to teach us that the mum oiver, that it's mutter, and the one to teach us that the chiddush of the mum oiver is only by a mum, but other dichuyim is dochui, and the other word, bohem, is to teach us this chiddush, that are they terubis, it's mutter. Vidach bom behem ledorish. She holds no. He doesn't dash in these 2 words bom and behem. Therefore, he used the words behem to teach us that tarubais, if it gets mixed up, you're allowed to use them. So there's no extra pasuk to say that dichui, what was only said by a baal mum that you could use it. But the dichuyim you can't use. No, Rav holds learn out from baal mum. Just like by a baal mum, when the mum goes away, you're allowed to use the animal. Who are then all over Rav holds. You learn out from Baal Mum that you're allowed to use the dichui, even though it was one time no good. When it becomes good, you're allowed to use it. I, the Pasuk says, Behem, Mashma, the Chiddush is only by a Baal Mum and not by any other place. No, Rav says the words, Behem, we use to teach us this Chiddush. This is a Chiddush that if the pieces of meat got mixed up, you're allowed to burn them. For the Gemara, Ula Rav, Nehina, Mida Baal Chayim, and Nidochim, good. According to Rav, you're telling me now, you could use the first Chattis if you want to. Why? Because balachayim are not nidochim. That's good. Habichur, the kasher is iboyi hai nakriv, iboyi hai nakriv. It's still a kasher rav. Again, what was the case clearly? On Yom Kippur in the morning, you have your 2 shnei sirizim, 2 goats. One is a chatas lashem, you made the girl, and one is lazozel. And now the lazozel dies. So now that lazozel dies, this first chatas becomes dochi. Right now you can't use it. You have to wait another hour till you make another girl and get a new lazozel. So now that you get the new lazozum, you have to have a gerum. So you have 2. You have a new lazozum, and you also have a new chatas lashem. So Rav says, which one do you use? Use the first one. Why? Because balachayim ein nidochim. Even though the first one wasn't roi for a time, but now that you have a second lazozum, now it becomes usable. True, mazel tov. The first one becomes usable. But you have a second one, though. It's also usable, the second one. So why does Rav say you bedavka have to use the first one? Why can't you use the second one? The chur should be up to you. You have 2 now, chatas is lashem. So chur should be up to you to choose whichever one you want. True, Rav says, if you want to, you're allowed to use the morning one, the first one. Because the yelz balachayim are not nidochim. But why should you have to use the first one? Why, if you want to, can't use the second one? After Gemara, my Rav, like we had before, Rav Savalok Rav Yosi. I'll tell you, Rav holds like Rav Yosi Svarim. The Yom is a Svarim that he says, mitzvah barishon. The first carbon that's usable, always use the first one. That's a Svarim. Here also, since the first Chatas Lashem, that was the first one that was usable. True, when the Lazozel died, it became not usable. But later, when he got a new Lazozel, it became usable again, so you have to go back to the first one. Even though you have a second Chatas Lashem, which is also really usable, but it's a new Svara to use the first one. Mitzvah Barishon. For the Gemara, hi Reb Yosi. Where did Reb Yosi say such a Chiddush? Inayim, if you want to tell me, Reb Yosi the Kupais, Reb Yosi we had in the Gemara in Shkolim, that's not, we had in the Gemara in Shkolim, that they used to put all the Machta Shekel into one big room, into the Lishka, and then they used to take the Trumas HaLishka. They used to take out the money from the Lishka and put it into 3 big baskets. and each basket held three soin. That's none. Shalosh kupes, that's three different baskets there. Shel shalosh shalosh soin. Each basket used to hold three saws worth of the machzor shekel. Shebem tormin es alishka. From this, they used to take out the money from the lishka to make it a truma, that from this money in the basket, they would start using it to buy the new kabonis for this new coming year. So it cost them alayim aleph beis gimel. On these three baskets, they wrote down on the first one an aleph, the second one a beis, the third one a gimel. V'tan yom rav yoisi, loma cost of alayim aleph beis gimel, why do we write aleph beis gimel on the three baskets? Like, what might not mean which one was first, which one was second? So he says, lay that to know, Nitmara Rishon. Which one was taken out first? Like, which basket did we fill up first, take Truman, take the Machzor Shekel out of the room, and put it to the basket? Which one was filled up first? Might not mean, Lahavi Hemenu Rishon. That to use that basket first, to use the money from that basket to go buy the new Kabonis. Why? She mitzvah berishon. Because it's a mitzvah to use the first basket. You see, Rabbi Yossi holds the svarim, the first one that's usable, use that one. For the Gemara, no. Dilma, maybe Shani also, maybe there by the basket is different. The beibno the ischazi kamaisam. Because first what you do is, true, you have three baskets there. But at the beginning, they're all empty. First you do is you fill up the first basket. Now at the time when you fill up the first basket, this is the only basket you can use to take money to buy kabonis. The other two baskets are empty. So at the time when you first fill up the first one, there's no other one to take from. So since at that time the only one to use was the first one, maybe that's why you have to keep on using the first one. Has been debated at the time, the Yischazi Kamaisa, when the first basket is usable, Lo Yischazi Vasraisa. The second ones are not usable, they were empty at that time. That's why you have to use the first one. Mashenken over here, Rashi explains, by the Shnei Sirizim, the Loch is like this, that Avada, first you make a Gerbil. And you have to choose one Zechatas Hashem, one is Lazozel. Now, could you shift right now the Soyer Hashem? No. There's a ganze Seder Avodah Soyerim. You have to have the power first. The Kohen Gadol has to shift his power, and he has to make his Rikas of the power. So before the Kohen Gadol finishes those Avodah, he can't shift the Chatas Hashem. So it comes out that the first Chatas Hashem was never usable. Not true. Then the Lazozel died. So we made a new Gerul, a new Chatas Lashem. Now, at the time later in the day, we ask to reshech the power, when it comes Roy to be used, the Chatas Lashem, they're both usable at the same time. So since both of them become usable at the same time, after the Kohen Gadol brings his power, so Bezoi, maybe then, you should be able to use the second one. When does Rabbi Yossi say you have to use the first basket? Because at the time when the first one became usable, there's nothing else to be usable. But here at the time when the first Chatas Hashem became usable, the second one also became usable. They both become usable at the same time. It's at the Seder of the Avodah Hayayim. It's only after you bring your power that you can use it. The Rashi says, "And the royal lishkoit adliyacha matan dama par." Later, when it comes, after you did the avodah zrikas of the dam, by the dam apar, now both chatzoyes are usable. So meichatayis Rav Yosi says to use the first one. So what says Ela Rav Yosi the Pesach? It's a different Rav Yosi. That now we learn like this: Hamafrish pischoin. Before erev Pesach, you set aside a korban Pesach. The yovad, you lost it. Vifrish achatachta, you set aside a second one. V'yachakach nimtzu arishon. And now, before Erev Pesach, before the Zman Shchita, you found the first one. V'rei shnei amayimdim. You have both of them in front of you. So which one should you use? The Tanakhama says, Eizemem shiyisa yakav, v'yachachomim. You have your choice. They're both right to be used. Whichever one you want, bring. You can only bring one. Whichever one. We have Yosi Yamano, mitzvah barishon. It's a mitzvah to bring the first Korban Pesach. Why? Since that was the first one you chose, so continue using it. Only the imhoyo asheni muvchem imenu yivienu. If the second one was a notch nicer.